This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
You know, if you've been listening to me through the years, and there have been many at this great radio station, I've always discussed people and their needs. And one of the most important things in everyone's life is health care. And the older I get, the more I learn to appreciate that. And of course, if you've been listening in recent months, you understand now more than ever, a good solid foundation is all about having good solid health care. And here is a guest, a person that's been helping people navigate good health care for a long time. She's got incredible experience. She's behind the brand that is One Health Benefits. Dina Schmidt is here, and I'm so happy to have her in studio. Timing is everything, and I don't think there's a better time than right now for you to be here. Good evening.
Good evening, Rob. Thanks for having me.
It's nice having you here. So tell me a little bit about how long you've been helping people with their insurance needs.
Well, I've been doing this for 17, going on 18 years.
That's a long time.
And I've seen lots of changes in those 18 years with health insurance.
So what of all the things, what made you do this?
Well, before this, I worked for Hershey Chocolate.
Good.
Which was completely different. Lots of fun. Then I was in pharmaceutical sales. And my husband actually worked for a health insurance carrier and saw a need for individuals who were self-employed, people who weren't given insurance through their employers. Where do they go? And there was no one out there to help them. So I was working for pharmaceutical, and I had two children. And my husband said, I think this is something you should look into. I think you can do this. So I quit my job and got my license, and I started. And it's been the best thing I've ever done.
Listen, and this may be bold of me to say this, but just by the first few minutes that we've been on the air here talking about your background, obviously sales with Hershey Company, and that's a massive brand, and obviously pharmaceutical sales, so you're dealing with people's health care, and you understand, you're seeing out there what people are dealing with. So this also had to be a passion of wanting to help people, because you're seeing people out there dealing with health issues, and sometimes it gets so confusing that a hardworking person just doesn't have time to cross T's and dot I's, so they need someone to really help them.
It's been amazing, and you're exactly right. There, the thanks I get and the words I've been told, I'm an angel, or people who have no idea what's available to them and what they can have, who have been uninsured and have nowhere to go. They don't even know that someone like I exists. They only think, you know, employers can offer their employees insurance, that you can't get insurance or your own, or you can't get help paying for it, that you go uninsured. Nobody should be uninsured. There is an option, and let me say an affordable option for everybody. It's unaffordable to be uninsured. So you're absolutely right. This is such a passion, and I think that's what makes me unique. I love helping people every day. I love hearing about their certain circumstance. I love trying to puzzle it together and find an option specifically for them. So absolutely.
All right, listen, Dina Schmidt is her name. It is One Health Benefits, 724-799-799. Okay, 724-799-8873. 724-799-8873. OneHealthBenefits.com. Does it amaze you how many people are actually walking around right now without health insurance?
It amazes me every day. Absolutely. It's people who are extremely educated, who don't know the options. Or a lot of times too, Rob, there's a lot of pride. People lose their insurance and they're too scared to ask for help. Then once they need it, it's too late, because once there's certain parameters, you have to meet certain eligibility,
right?
You know, whether you have a qualifying event, a special election. And if you don't meet that, there are parameters in place. You can't get insurance. So you can't call me after you've missed that and have cancer and then need a plan. Then you're in trouble.
Here's a misconception. Everybody thinks I'll pay them $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They can make your life miserable if you have outstanding debt with any health carrier. Even though you may not think it's going to be that bad, or you think you can handle
right.
it, if you've been in that position, or you know anybody who has had bill collectors on them,
right.
it can make your life really tough.
Well, here's how that works. People think, why should I pay a premium when I have a $10,000 deductible? I might as well just self-insure myself. Let me tell you why that's wrong.
Right.
Just because you're insured, you get a network discount. Okay. So say you have insurance and you have a $26,000 surgery. Once it goes through the network discount, that surgery could be repriced 40 to 60%. So would you rather pay $12,000, Rob, or would you rather pay $24,000? So just by having insurance, you get a network discount. And people learn that after the fact, after they have had something catastrophic happen and they're paying the full price. So it can bring you down. But if you have a $10,000 deductible, most cases, that's not going to bring you down. You'll survive a $10,000 out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a surgery, you could have a knee replacement and then the hospital could charge you $74,000. I've had it happen with a client. $74,000 for a knee replacement. Imagine getting cancer and having chemo and reoccurring expenses.
Do you realize what else is happening? Dina Schmidt is here. One Health Benefits, 724-799-8873. Do you realize how many people who have health care,
mm-hmm.
but they're still afraid to go to the doctors, obviously because of what we're dealing with now, but more importantly, they're just flat out afraid. I can't even afford the copay. I mean, and nobody should live their life in this country fearing going to the hospital because of dollars.
Yeah. And, you know, too, I can tell you people, nobody reads when you get that packet in the mail. No one reads the fine print. Most of these carriers now, and I bet almost all of them will offer this moving forward if they don't already, have something called telemedicine. They offer it for free or $5. So you wake up in the morning, it's all I've used for 2 years for my kids, quite frankly, because I don't want to go sit in the doctor's office for half my day.
Well, now you just said something, and I'm mm-hmm. curious, because I'm going to pick your brain, because this is valuable information for me as it is for the listeners. And we're going to talk about certain aspects of what she does in healthcare and who she's really trying to reach in the audience. But so I've just had a recent telehealth visit, okay?
Okay.
Do I pay the same copay that I pay that when I went in to see the doctor in person?
Well, I don't know who your specific carrier is,
right.
but I know with my specific carrier, they have it's $5 to $10. Some carriers offer half the price of your normal inpatient doctor visit copay, but everybody does it different, but it's extremely low. I don't think you're going to say no because you owe $5. Some of them, it's free.
Now, before we go to break, who specifically should be interested in your services?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. But specifically right now, if you're losing your insurance because you got laid off.
Which is happening.
Yes. If you're self-employed, okay, there are options. You can form a group. You can get possibly a subsidy based on your income. There are so many options. You don't even have to take an ACA plan. And if I don't know if
what
we have time to go into that. Okay, so an ACA is the Affordable Care Act, which people refer to as Obamacare.
Okay.
That is not the only option. Now, ACA plans are expensive, and here's why. They're guaranteed issue. So you could have cancer, and you're going to pay the same price as that person who's a marathon runner, who's extremely healthy and never uses theirs. So back in the day before Obamacare came into place, the rates were phenomenal. If you can recall 6 years back, your rates were much less. Why? Because they weren't guaranteed. So if a carrier got to pick who they wanted and who they didn't want,
okay,
the rates were based on your health. So the person who doesn't smoke, who's fit, would get a better rate than the person who is not. And that's fair. But we needed to have help for the people who couldn't get insurance. So that's how Obamacare came into play. But if you are still that healthy person, you do not necessarily mean that Obamacare is the best option for you. There are plans that we stack together, whether it's a medically underwritten plan, an indemnity plan that is available, we can get them for that for them outside of the ACA plan.
So you're going to tailor to that person.
Yes, and nobody knows those options are available. And I've been doing that since Obamacare came out, because people cannot afford to have $10,000 deductibles and still pay $4,000 a month in premium. But they don't use their insurance, but they still need it. So those are the people who go elsewhere, and they go outside of the ACA plans, and I get them an option tailored to them based on their needs. Now, maybe it won't cover maternity. I can pull that out. But on Obamacare, a man pays for maternity whether you need it or not, because everybody your age pays the same price. So, Rob, you pay for birth control. You pay for maternity. I pay for a prostate exam. You pay for a mammogram, because it doesn't differentiate between a man or a woman. Everybody your age and your zip code pays the same price in Obamacare.
This is why you need Dena Schmid at onehealthbenefits.com, or call them, leave your name and number. They'll get back to you next business day, 724-799-8873. Back in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Dena Schmid is here, and again, onehealthbenefits.com, best way to get everything you need to know about what she does. So here's the question, and I'm so glad we're going to have a chance to talk about it, because I've been really reaching out to my audience, trying to help them and give them hope, especially because of this pandemic. How do you think this has changed your business, this pandemic?
I think a lot of people are seeing... That's a tough one, because there's a lot of change, but I still don't think people know what's available, and that's the problem. I still don't think they realize, you know, so many of the calls I'm getting now are because they've talked to other people, and they're like, do you know that you can do this? Well, my agent, Dena Schmid, has helped me. Let me give you her number. But so many of them, I've gotten a lot who didn't know, and they've been uninsured for the last couple months, and I've had to try to find options for them. But changing, I would say now, because so many people are losing their insurance, a lot of my groups couldn't afford the premiums. So they had to cancel the insurance.
Let me just interject this real quick, because you said something I think we need to hit on. As tough as it is for people losing their income, and I could be wrong, but you're the professional, so correct me if I am, but I think losing your health insurance is equally as bad, if not worse. Because the government will get you cash, but if you don't have health insurance, that, you know, you have a family, that's really a very desperate situation to be in.
It could bring you down forever. You cannot afford the cost of paying cash, a retail price for a service is so high. I've seen it. And that you cannot come back from. I mean, I don't care how much money you make. If you got cancer or had something happen in a heartbeat, you will lose everything you own. I could tell you so many situations.
So they can really take everything you own. You know, that, I always thought that was kind of like just, you know, something that was said, but they can actually put a lien on your house and all of that stuff?
Well, I don't know how far it goes into that, but you owe that money.
Yeah.
You can call and make a payment plan, but I mean, I've known people who've been 24, healthy as can be, then all of a sudden they're not feeling well. They think it's mono, turns out to be blood cancer.
Oh.
Okay, so now they're 24 and the hospital bills are so high. Do you want to, well, they probably end up dying before they end up paying that back, but.
They're in debt before they even start living.
So you don't want that, and you don't need that. If you have health insurance, at least you have an out-of-pocket maximum. So you have what we call a stop loss. A stop loss means it's the worst case scenario. Once you hit that stop loss, the carrier pays 100%. So with insurance, you have a stop loss. So they can't keep charging you forever. Once you hit a certain stop loss, the carrier pays 100%. So you know that you're not going to continue to be billed to infinity. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Here's the thing. You're really protecting people more than just their health, their assets, their life, their family. So it's essential. If you're listening to us and you've lost your insurance, or you want to reevaluate your insurance, or if you have a company and you want to get your employees back, you're in the food beverage business, and you want to give them some good insurance, they all need to call you. I mean, there's
right.
No
well,
doubt.
Well, right now, a lot of people are being furloughed. So if you're being furloughed, you're still being offered your insurance through your employer. Okay?
Right.
But if you're one of the unlucky ones who you've lost your job, call me, because there are options. So you lost your job. When you get a subsidy, this is what people don't understand. It's based on the here and now.
Subsidy as in?
Money from the government. So what the government will do, it's based on your income here and now. They will give you a certain amount of money to pay towards your premium. So I don't care if you made $1 million last year. It's irrelevant. So say you worked for the first 6 months or 4 months of the year and you lost your job and you're getting unemployment. We base it on the here and now. So based on that, and you have a family of four people, it's based on that income. Give me a call. I will see if you qualify for a subsidy. If you do, the government will help you pay a portion of your insurance.
See, I never knew that.
Exactly. Okay, and here's the most important thing, Rob. Guess how much it costs to use me. Exactly. You can't see that. This is radio, Rob.
I didn't really want to act as though I kind of know everything, but I don't. But one thing I know from kind of dealing with a little bit of this industry and some of the headlines, there are people like you that zero, nothing out of that person's pocket. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah. And so people say, well, I don't understand. And you just do this out of the goodness of your heart. Yeah, I do. But actually.
Do the carriers pay you?
Yes. So it costs you the exact same whether you use me or not. So I represent all the options. So I'm not captive to one carrier, and I'm not going to only give you one option. I'm going to give you the best option for your situation because I represent everybody. But you pay nothing. So if you go online and you try to weave your way through this maze on your own, you're not using a license that I have studied. It's very hard to take that test.
I don't care if you're a professor at an Ivy League school.
Right.
The average person cannot negotiate this stuff.
Amen. And I honestly don't think it should be legal that you go to healthcare.gov and try to find a plan on your own because it doesn't cost you a penny to use me. And here's what happens. People go on there and they have no clue and they get a subsidy and they really didn't deserve the subsidy, but they put the information in. It's a computer. You input the information. It's going to give you what you put in. Then guess what happens at tax time? At the end of the year, the government sees that you should not have gotten that money. And you pay every penny back at tax time. Now, would you like at the end of the year to owe that $6,000 or $8,000 that you got in a subsidy back? And that's what happens. All because you just put in the computer what you thought because you don't understand this. Why not use a professional's license? I can't go in and do your job, Rob.
I think you could. Listen, only because we're already getting some calls, people want to talk to you. So if you have a question for her, call us at 866-391-1020. Obviously, she's making people feel the need to talk to her because of some of this information, which is really off the charts and things that we all need to know, especially with what we're dealing with right now. It's 724-799-8873. That's her number at the office. Of course, onehealthbenefits.com. But our number is 866-391-1020. Got about 30 seconds to the break. It doesn't have to be this scary, does it?
Not at all.
You know, when I talk about this stuff, it must be a sign of getting older. I like almost start to hyperventilate because I worry about my children,
right,
their legacy, what I'm working hard to leave them. And if you don't do what's right, all of that could be taken from you in a very short time, or you could be saddled with a debt that's going to affect generations to come.
Absolutely.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
The following is paid for by One Health Benefits.
All right, Dina Schmidt is here. It's One Health Benefits. That's the onehealthbenefits.com. And you can also be reached by email. Give out your email address, please.
Yes, so my email is schmid at one, spelled out, onehealthbenefits.com. So Schmidt at onehealthbenefits.com. And that's really the best way to reach me. I am pretty much on my computer 24/7. So,
well, you'd almost have to be because this stuff changes every day.
Oh, and you get phone calls when people need it tomorrow. Yeah, so absolutely.
All right, let's take a phone call. By the way, if you have a question for her, you can call us at 866-391-1020. Here's Larry for Dina Schmidt. How are you, Larry? Good evening.
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful evening out here. How are you folks?
Great, Larry.
My problem is I lost my job. A month after losing my job, I lost my health benefits. I'm a heart patient. I've had several heart attacks, two heart operations, and I'm a diabetic, and now I have no meds. Where do I go? What do I do?
Okay, well, we definitely don't want to describe specific medical conditions or anything that live on the radio, but if you lost your insurance in the last 60 days, then you do have what's called a qualifying event. So with that being said, we can get you insurance based on what your income is, the here and now, what you've made year to date, whether you're getting unemployment. Is there any family members or is it just you, Larry?
Well, it's my wife and I.
Okay. Is your wife offered insurance through her employer?
She doesn't have an employer neither.
Okay.
She lost her job.
Well, then you're fine. You just give me a call, send me an email. What I'll need is your names and your dates of birth and your phone number. I will give you a call back. But if you lost your insurance within the last 60 days and it was credible coverage, which it was through your employer, and it has been within the last 60 days, correct?
Yes.
Then you are eligible for what's called a special election, which allows you to be able to get guaranteed issue, which is what you would need because you do have health conditions. So we can definitely find something that will meet what you're looking for. So give me a call tomorrow or email me, and we'll make sure we find a solution.
Okay. And your phone number is?
724-799-8873.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate everything that KDKA does for all of us out here. Thank you.
You enjoy your evening, and no worries. We'll get you something figured out to resolve this tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, so if you're out there and you have lost your health insurance or you have a health insurance question and you need an answer right now, that's why she's here with this Pittsburgh Works programming, and she'll be here until 8 o'clock, 866-391-1020. Her number is 724-799-8873. So what makes you different from all these other insurance carriers? And I know you take a lot of pride in what you do, and that'll probably be an easy thing for you to answer, but I'm just curious, and I'm sure the audience wants to know, and they want to hear your passion. What makes you different?
Well, you just said it right there. My passion, I believe in what I do. I absolutely love that I'm helping people resolve their specific situation. I like people. I like to be able to help them. I've worked with people who the carrier doesn't pay any commission at all on. And I would never let them know. And I will work through their situation, spend hours with them. It's about helping people. It's about doing something that
making
makes the world
difference.
A better place.
Right.
And I can make a difference. I didn't make a difference when I sold chocolate. I made people happy maybe and a little heavier, but this really makes a difference. This is life-changing. And there are times I'll even say to my family, I'll be so stressed out because they'll say, I'm making life-changing decisions every day. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure because I am. I'm giving someone, and ultimately, to be honest with you, Larry, oh, not Larry. I'm sorry.
You can call me
Rob,
Larry.
I was thinking of Larry. But honestly, people just sit there and go, you know what, Dean? I don't know what the heck you're saying. I'm just going to go with whatever you're recommending. You're the expert. That's a lot to have on my plate. It's a lot of responsibility. And I'd say that happens more times than not that people just don't understand it and do it.
We just have to set the record straight. People like that gentleman that called, other people you deal with, these are good people who just by that twist of fate, wrong place, wrong time.
Well, you heard the anxiety in his voice and the fear.
Frightened. He's got a condition.
Absolutely. He's afraid and didn't know what to go. And luckily, he was listening to a radio show and we made a life change for him. He is going to be okay. He will be okay because of his situation based on what he told me. So how does that make you feel that you're able to save someone from that fear? I mean, you heard the honesty and the sincerity in his voice. And my passion for what I do, my husband gets mad because he says, you know, your job makes or breaks your day. So I like jump up and down when I save someone money. And I'm like, wait, I'm happier than you are.
Listen,
I just saved you money.
I wish I could think like him. But I think more like you, and I take these calls that I deal with during my show, people who are in certain situations, and I'll be thinking about, as I heard that man's voice starting to break up later tonight, it's hard trying to remove yourself when you're a people person. Even if this wasn't your business, if you heard this story, I can guarantee you later making dinner, if you're home working out,
Absolutely.
Watching a show, their thought process would be a part of your thought process.
It, absolutely. And I think that's what makes me different is the sincerity in helping you. I mean, I'm a runner and I could run forever because I think through these situations. And I'll think through somebody who I couldn't find something for a month ago and something came up and I'll call them back. I know what we can do. And my follow through, a lot of times you buy something and you never hear from that person again. You'd be in awe of how quickly I get back to you. And I sell through that initial sell. I follow you through that plans. I'll have people I put on a plan 4 years ago And I feel like they're my best friends. I've never even met them because this is all via internet, all via email. I think I've probably met 15 of the people out of the 6,000 I have. Isn't that amazing?
How many people?
Probably have? About 15 I've met. Oh, I have over 6,000.
So you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them have become some of my greatest friends, and I've never even physically met them. And they have become, because I've gotten to really know them personally.
How many people, and by the way, Dina Schmidt is here, One Health Benefits, 724-799-8873. If you want to call in, please feel free, 866-391-1020. How many times later, months later, a year later, you run into someone, they call, you call, and you realize because of that one moment in time, like Larry calling you tonight, mm-hmm. You put them back on common ground. You literally saved their life that they felt was slipping away from them.
I can honestly tell you it happens
multiple times.
Multiple times. And there's so many situations that come to my mind about farmers. Oh. Those are the greatest people in the world. And
salt of the earth.
Oh, absolutely. And I actually am licensed in 13 different states. So I don't just write in Pennsylvania. So if you have family in another state, please call me as well. I am licensed in 13 different states, and if it's a situation I need to get licensed in there to help out your family member, I'll do that as well. But I can think of a lot of farmers who are just the nicest people and who had no idea what was available, and they're hurting. And we have been able to get them help to pay for their insurance, and those are the ones who I can think of who just said, you're our angel. And to hear that really makes you feel good.
We're going to come back and talk to Dina about why someone should use a licensed agent. Again, Schmid, S-C-H-M-I-D, spelled out, onehealthbenefits.com, 724-799-8873.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Dina Schmidt is here. Of course, One Health Benefits. So why should people use a licensed agent?
They should use a licensed agent. Why not use my license, my education, my knowledge to help them find what they need? It's no cost whatsoever to them. It's the same price whether they find it on their own or they used a licensed agent. So why wouldn't you use an expert? Why would you try to do your own plumbing when a plumber can do it if it's free? Right?
Touche. That's a great answer. Now, you do other things. We're going to talk a little Medicare. We're going to talk dental. We're going to talk life. Tell me mm-hmm. about these other things, aspects of your business.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by specializing a plan towards your needs. So there's lots of gaps in plans. And there's options. For one of the plans I'm so passionate in, and I don't think anyone should not have a critical illness plan. A critical illness plan covers you when something catastrophic happens. So you say, well, I have the best insurance, Dina. I get cancer. I'm fine. Because you just said there's a stop loss, there's a maximum out of pocket. Well, do you know anyone who's had cancer? And if so, ask them if they've had any other expenses outside of their health insurance. I guarantee you they have. What if a procedure is experimental and you're offered that procedure? Do you want to say no? Your health insurer will not pay for experimental procedures. So if you get cancer and someone says, hey, at NYU, we have the experimental treatment for your son's rare bone cancer. We might be able to save his arm, but it's experimental. Your carrier doesn't cover it. You don't want to say no. You're not going to go back to your son and say, well, you know, it's not covered, so we're going to have to cut your arm off because the carrier pays for, doesn't pay for that. You're going to do everything you can to come up with the money. By you having a supplemental plan that covers critical illness, it will pay you thousands of dollars and allow you that financial freedom to opt out of having a plan like that. Or a new drug that comes out that's not on the formulary that may not make you sick when you're going through chemo. If it's not on your plan's formulary, you got to pay cash. But if you have a plan to supplement that, you have the financial freedom to say, give me that $1,200 pill. And I could tell you, if my kid had cancer, there's no way I'm going to say no because of financial stress that he's not going to take that pill that makes him feel better or allow him to have a surgery that is not covered. I am so passionate about critical illness plans. And Larry, I keep calling you Larry. You're going to end up telling me to get out of here.
No,
huh?
That's a compliment.
That's because Larry's the one who told me, got me into KKA.
Our mutual friend who happens to be one of your neighbors.
Hopefully he's listening.
Larry Richard, and that's a compliment. Yeah. Go right ahead.
So anyways, the supplemental plans are so affordable, but you have to get them before you get the cancer. And if you get them while you're young, the rate stays the same. So get them when my kids, my mom, everyone I love has a critical illness plan. All my best friends, they're not allowed to say no.
So you're a one-stop shop pretty much. If I want to get it all taken care of, you can handle this for me.
I do Medicare. I do life insurance. I do dental, vision, all supplements. I do group insurance. I do work site plans. I do anything related to health, accident, in life.
Listen, I'm a big fan of good healthcare, and there are a lot of brands, and we're not going to mention any of them, but I have a question for you.
Well, you might want to, since I called you the wrong name a couple times.
No. That's okay. It's all good. But here's a question I have for you. Explain to me, and I'm a lot older than you, but when I was growing up, my parents had nowhere near the blessings that I have, okay?
Amen.
Raised six kids.
Right.
All these things. But I never once, ever heard them ever have a discussion of, I don't know if we can afford it. We better just see if we can go somewhere else or try something else before we take our child to the doctor.
Oh, those are the days you had a cold, you went to the ER.
But what's changed? Why is this so difficult now?
Because we're paying for that. So back in the day, I remember I had a sniffle. My mom would take me to the ER. Okay, that's what is called caused healthcare to be unaffordable. So do you know, I'm not lying when I tell you, it may cost you $350 for a Tylenol in an ER and $150 for the Dixie cup they give it to you to drink out of.
Come on.
Yes. Okay. So the expenses for you going to an ER over going to an urgent care is tremendously more. So that has caused healthcare. The system could only take that so much. That is what happened. You used to have maybe a $5 copay for...
Do you know what my copay is now for just a doctor visit?
40, 60?
73.
Yep. Yep.
That's why we need people like you.
Yeah. We need to have more. It's called consumerism.
And I have good healthcare, but I'm just saying that's the norm.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You don't have bad healthcare because of that. But what people need to do, it's called consumerism. People need to have a piece in the pie. They need to have skin in the game. And if you have a sniffle and you decide to go to the urgent care and your health or to the ER and your health insurance carrier has to pay $600 because you had a sniffle, instead of you having skin in the game and just going to an urgent care or doing the telemedicine I told you about. You have a sniffle, call the telemedicine, and it costs your insurer less. So people need to have consumerism where they know what the cost of things are before they do what your parents did and what my parents did, because no longer is that available.
I hope you come back because there's so much more to get to. And one of the things I want to focus on, and we don't have time tonight, is what people pay when they go to the pharmacy. You need to help more and more people when it comes to that. And I believe you can do that. But what about deadlines? Any special enrollment periods underway now that people need to know about? Last question.
Okay. So open enrollment is once a year. And there's a reason for that, because it's guaranteed issue. And that's if you choose an ACA, Affordable Care Act plan. Like I said, I sell plans outside the ACA that you can call me. And if you're healthy, you can get on any time of the year without having to meet an open enrollment. But open enrollment every year is a different time. This year it starts November 1st, and the plan will start January 1. However, if you've lost your insurance, or if you've moved, or if you've had a baby, or if you just got married, adopted a baby, those are called special elections, and you can get a health plan. Or if you're healthy and you want to save money by being away from a traditional Affordable Care Act plan, call me, because we can look at the options to get you on a plan that is different than Obamacare that may be more affordable for you.
I want to give you another minute because this has really been impressive and educational for me. Just your final message to the listeners out there who may be dealing, as Larry is, a very difficult situation when it comes to healthcare. Finish on that note, please.
Yes. Just don't let pride get in the way and not reach out for help. This isn't what you do for a living. It's what I do for a living. And I say this all the time. There's not many things I'm good at, but I am good at this. and I want to help you. I want to take that life-changing decision away from you, put it on me, because I do know what I'm doing when it comes to healthcare. You do you. I'll do what I'm good at. There's not many things. This is something I'm good at. Give me a call.
Well, your son Colin's here. I think you're a pretty good parent, too. He's a fine young man.
Well, he turned out pretty well, so I'm really proud of him. So
we'll give your husband some credit, too, though.
Yeah, that's more him than me.
There you go. Anyway, pleasure meeting both of you. And I honestly, I think you really gave out a lot of information that people need to know, especially right now. Give them all the information on how they can get a hold of you.
Yes. Yeah, so again, my phone number is 724-799-8873. Email schmid@onehealthbenefits.com or my website's schmidt@onehealthbenefits.com. My email is schmidt@onehealthbenefits.com.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's nice to know you're out there.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay with us. We've got the news at 8, then we're opening the phone lines. I have a lot to get to, a lot on my mind. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee. I'll come back and saddle up, and we'll go to work. It's Rob Pratt, Tuesday night, KDK Radio.
The preceding was paid for by One Health Benefits. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. KDKA Radio does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.